This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. Allergy sufferers and others may see some relief this weekend. That's according to Pam Knox, director of the University of Georgia Weather Network. She says Georgia started off the year earlier than normal with pollen, culminating in the highest pollen count Northeast Georgia has experienced in the past few years.
Well, it's been an interesting pollen season because we started out earlier than usual with some pollen already showing up in January. And that's been in spite of some of the cold weather that we had. You know, by the end of January, we're into pretty warm conditions, and that continued. So everything started blooming pretty quickly. The highest day for Atlanta, which is where they take the recordings, was April 5. And it was like the highest pollen count they've had in at least the last 6 years. So it really is bad.
Last week's pollen count was over 6,000. Knox says that's resulting in several issues for allergy sufferers.
Runny noses and itchy eyes, watery eyes, a lot of coughing because all that stuff gets into your lungs and you have to clear it out. And being tired because it takes a lot of work to go under that stress all the time. So all of those things are happening at the same time.
She says even those who aren't allergic are feeling the effects of the continued high amounts of pollen.
You're still having to do with the mechanical problems of trying to get that pollen out of your system.
Knox says if the thunderstorms expected Sunday dump at least an inch of rain in the area, Athens could see a few days of relief. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.